This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our truck drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter as Captain's America. And don't forget, we're found on Twitter as at Captain's America over on Twitter. And you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where right there on the front page, you will see a link and a logo for the undergroundusa.com website. And this is the guy who got it out there. It was all about that. Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Kevin.
They're on the porch. It's a nice morning in Tampa. And they're all happy because last night our beloved Tampa Bay Rays beat the Boston Red Sox 5-0, a shutout of all things, and we were all wondering if they could beat them by one run. And I heard the prognosticators tell them before the game, well, I think it'll be 5-4 or 3-2, 4-2. Tampa might win, but then again, they might lose. We were all surprised, pleasantly surprised. And this young ball player we got, this all-star, my God in heaven, he stole home plate. Who does that, right?
Well, last time I saw that happen, it was in a Little League game.
Yeah, yeah, and then they did it last night. But anyway, there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, it seems that we've got a partial victory in Virginia for the parents in terms of the school board recall and the petitions that were being challenged by the people that were going to be recalled. And this judge, prosecutor that said they couldn't do it, the judge says, oh, wait a minute, Mr. Prosecutor, not only can they do it, but you need to recuse yourself from this case because you're a prosecutor. You shouldn't even have your hands in the middle of this.
Right. There's no crime committed. It's the right of the people. I mean, the school board is elected by the people, which means that they're subject to recall.
Yep.
You know, as a matter of fact, any law that actually says that an elected body can't be recalled is kind of a law that should be suspect anyway.
Yep.
You know, especially a school board. When a school board member who's, you know, tasked to overlook the education of our children and the curriculum that's being taught, when they go off the rails, we need to be able to remove them.
Right.
We don't just give our children to a government-run school and say, do what you please. We have a right to object. and what's being taught today and the arrogance of, and I'm not saying all school board members, because where I grew up in outside of Chicago, we had a wonderful school board. They were looking out for the kids, and I suspect that's a majority of the school board members out there have the best interest of the kids at heart. But when you get somebody who's running a radical agenda of their own, who trying to run roughshod over the people that they're supposed to be serving, they have to go. Mm-hmm. So I applaud the people who are achieving this in Loudoun County. They're doing the right thing. And anybody who's standing up against despotic school boards, bravo, keep going. It's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Levin, of course, ripped Attorney General Garland for weaponizing the FBI against parents, because that when I first heard that, I went, what? Did I hear this right?
Yeah. Yeah, and even the House Minority Leader McCarthy came out and said, DOJ's got no jurisdiction over what's happening at a local school board meeting. And if you think about it, that's correct. I mean, talk about a bastardization of the definition of domestic terror.
Yeah.
It's appalling that they're trying to apply this. And this association, this National School Board Association.
Right.
I question their existence completely. If school boards are supposed to serve people locally, why should there be a national organization for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides facilitating a discussion among school board members, they should have nothing to say about anything. So this is kind of an attempt to co-op what's supposed to be a local authority in a school board. Not even regional, but a local authority of school board into a national apparatus with a voice. And I condemn them. I don't think they should exist. And any decent school board out there should condemn what they did to and remove themselves from that association.
Right. Well, I'm going to be getting into, I can't do it now because we're coming up on the break. I can hear the music starting to come up right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what they've done in Florida, the State Board of Education. We've made national headlines down here, again, because of the sanctions for the school districts that have failed to follow the law. And we'll get into that when we come back, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a Friday morning. You know what that means. The weekend. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. By the way, that number is not only radio listeners, it's also terrestrial and satellites, because we go all around the world. And hello to our folks in India. We have a very large audience in India as well as in Germany. And hello, Germany. And hello, Maria in Germany. Now, you know, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan gets the customers they do from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, all over Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way up into New York and New England, the upper Midwest into Michigan and into Wisconsin and Minnesota, as well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. They actually had a man drive his daughter's car from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way over, trade it in, and then drive the car to her at the University of Tampa and then go back to Phoenix. Amazing. Now, Moss Nissan's reputation definitely gets out there because their goal, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it shows. It starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. That then moves along to the selection that they have of the vehicles that they have, because they have a whole bunch of new and pre-owned vehicles. And let me tell you something. These pre-owned vehicles are, many of them are just absolutely clean as a whistle. They've come off lease, they're in great shape, and you can actually do very well by trading in your vehicle, which is commanding a great resale price right now, for something maybe a certified pre-owned if you can't get what you want in the new line. And you'll be just as happy with what you get because it's broken into, vehicle's broken in and the warranty is good still on the vehicle, or you can get the extended warranty so you can upgrade your ride right now. Now, don't forget,
Moss Nissan is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors also get very well taken care of. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget, coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. About another couple of months or so, they'll be up there in Brooksville, Florida. Online, you can reach them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them when you show up, the captain sent you, you are going to save extra money. But you got to tell them, you can't wait. You got to tell them when you walk inside, and you'll get yourself an extra bonus on that. All right, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA .com website is with us. And by the way, you have a podcast over there, and you write great articles over there too, right, Frank?
Yeah, I try to anyway.
Okay.
It's a passion.
Okay. Now, we're talking about this education thing, and I got to get out there what happened in Florida yesterday, because this is going to be national news today. Now, due to school districts' persistent violations of students' and families' education and privacy rights, including literally barring many students with special needs from a free and appropriate public education, the State Board of Education authorized the Commissioner of Education, Richard Corcoran, to financially sanction the salaries of elected school board bureaucrats in 8 school districts. Now, they are Alachua, Brevard, Broward, Duval, Lynn, Miami-Dade, Orange, and Palm Beach. These counties have willfully and knowingly violated the rights of students and parents by denying them the option to make personal and private health care and educational decisions for their children. And district leaders in Alachua and Broward County have further unlawfully accepted political bailouts from a federal co-conspirator to compensate them for breaking Florida law.
Yeah, and a giant bravo. That's in bold italics and underlined.
Yep.
To the DeSantis administration for saying, hey, you know what? It's the law of the state of Florida. It's not an option. And because you've decided to believe that you're above the law, we're going to hold you accountable for it.
Yep.
So I'm very happy about that decision. If the people of those areas didn't like those laws, they should have gone through the proper channels to change them.
You bet.
You don't just unilaterally decide that a law isn't going to happen for you because you don't care for it. And that's where we are in our country today, not just in Florida, but our country. Actually, Florida's pretty good about following the law. It's a great state to live in.
Uh-huh.
But that's where we are with the mentality at a national level. If you don't like a law, we just don't do it. Even if you're a prosecutor, well, they broke the law, but I don't think I'm going to enforce it. We don't agree with that, so we're just not going to do it. You can't do that.
Right.
Country that is based on the rule of law, not the feelings of man.
Yep.
And when you abdicate that, then you have no basis for your governmental system anymore. Now you become a land of despots and dictators.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope all of these people are held accountable. I hope that the people who are embarrassed by this in these locations vote these people out of office. Stop electing people who don't want to play by the rules established for everyone. Stop electing them to office.
Mm-hmm.
Stop electing activists to office. Elect public servants, people who want to represent the people. Stop voting in activists who've got, a cross to bear or a one-trick pony policy that they want to push. That's not what elected office is for. Elected office is for representing the people accurately and with faith.
Yep. By the way, you wanted to say hello to somebody.
Oh, yeah, I want to thank George the Godfather. I got a package from him full of some extremely nice bling, really, T-shirts, patches, a coin. It was very, very thoughtful. I love it all, and I'll wear it with pride.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I still have my undergroundusa.com T-shirt.
I hope it's serving you well, my man.
It is. I wear it on the weekend from time to time, different places. Now, a Colorado hospital refused a kidney transplant to a woman over the fact that she didn't have a COVID-19 vaccine, but also the donor wasn't vaccinated. So because of the combination of both, they said, nope, you're not going to get the transplant here.
I find that to be so incredibly egregious.
No kidding.
I don't know where to begin.
No kidding.
Here is someone who has a donor lined up.
Yep.
Who needs a life-saving operation.
Yep.
And some ideologue is going to say, we're not going to do this, trying to cite some statistics that say, oh, well, you're more susceptible. So what?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know, healthcare is, and this is what we've gotten away from. In this whole episode of ridiculousness, healthcare is a personal choice. And when you've got something that you're calling a pandemic that has overall a 98.2 survival rate, you don't get to deny people the personal choice in their healthcare, especially when it comes to life-saving operations. Whoever the bureaucrat was at the University of Colorado needs to be drummed out of that organization, never to practice medicine again.
Yeah.
Talk about just puking on the Hippocratic Oath.
Yep. You're right.
You know, and this comes from two former paramedics who had to take the Hippocratic Oath.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, or first responders form of it. This is appalling.
Yep.
You're supposed to do no harm above all. That decision could cost this person their life.
Yeah, and I saw the person interviewed earlier this morning on television, and she was whiter than the white shirt she was wearing.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this is gross malpractice, and I would hope that a prosecutor up there would level those charges. And I hope this family sues the entire university system up there. The hospital university system for everything it's worth,
mm-hmm.
to force the person who made that decision out of that position and put in somebody who's actually compassionate,
mm-hmm.
and who understands that life saving is more important ideology on an issue that's been politicized.
That's right. Okay, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang on. And folks, here comes the music. That means that we got to take a break. We'll be coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And, you know, Kathy likes to talk, and Kathy knows the phone number, so Kathy's going to talk and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion in a partisan 50-48 vote on Thursday. The Senate raised the debt limit through December 3rd. The U.S. Navy is reporting a nuclear submarine, the USS Connecticut, hit an object while submerged in international waters in the vast Indo-Pacific region, injuring some of the crew. The Navy did not elaborate on what the vessel collided with or the exact location of the incident. Fewer than 15 sailors suffered minor injuries, such as bruises and cuts. Two of the injuries were described as moderate. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced at a shareholders meeting on Thursday that the Tesla headquarters will move from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Tesla isn't the first tech company to leave California. Oracle and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises moved their headquarters from Silicon Valley to Texas in December of 2020. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Mark Walters is heard Sunday nights at 8 p.m. around the country on many of these same stations. Armed American Radio, the monster cast. Make sure you catch it. You'll be glad you did. And by the way, Frank and I are going to be talking about a Second Amendment law case here in a minute, but I got to remind you right now that this portion of the program brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot and their company called Relief Factor. And you know, I have been taking Relief Factor for going on over 6 years. Now, the reason I take it is simple. It works. Now, I had been taking Mobic and Flexeril, and the problem with Mobic and Flexeril was it had side reactions to it. You'd be tired when you weren't supposed to be. You'd be sore when you weren't supposed to be. It just didn't work. And plus, it was narcotic, and I didn't want to keep taking it. So I was looking for something that was drug-free, 100%, that I could take, and that would work. And I found Relief Factor. I heard a commercial, just like you're hearing this one here right now, and I found out that the ingredients that were in it, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3, helped to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which was part of my problem. My left foot, my left ankle, and my legs swelling up all the time. And this takes care of it, number one. Number two, it also lowers or eliminates the pain that you have. It goes right straight to the source of the pain. And what it's done for me on many occasions is maybe my foot's hurting me or my knee's hurting me, and I got a pain in my side or my back all related to this, because, you know, when something hurts down below, it usually winds up going right up the line. And you take this darn stuff, and it works. The pain is gone. So all I can tell you is the product's 100% drug-free, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it will take care
of your problems. Give it a try. $19.95 is what it costs for the three-week quick start. $19.95. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 or you can go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It's right there on the front page of the website. Okay, Frank Silvato is back with us from Underground USA. Mr. Frank, how you doing?
Mr. Captain.
All right. The nation's highest court will hear a landmark Second Amendment case next month. Now, this is the first gun-related appeal to make it to the court in more than a decade. And a gun rights advocate is predicting, and that's the Second Amendment Association, they're predicting that gun owners and the U.S. Constitution will win once again.
Well, it's going to be an interesting thing to see exactly what they rule on in the question that's coming before them. There's some scuttlebutt that it's going to facilitate open carry from coast to coast. Now, there's a great debate that we could have about the Second Amendment. You know, you and I tend to believe that it's kind of absolute.
Yeah.
It says what it says, and it means what it means.
Yep.
You have the right to bear arms.
Yep.
And we all know that that was put in there to make sure that the government doesn't run despot over the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to look at the Constitution not only in the eyes of today, but in the eyes of the context of the time when it was written. So a lot of these gun laws that have been written by ideologues and activists who are wanting to diminish that right because they believe for some reason an inanimate object is responsible for crime, you know, it's gone way too far, and it's infringing upon those rights. So it'll be interesting to see how far the court wants to go. That said, you've got an administration right now and a bureaucracy beyond that administration that sometimes looks to the Supreme Court and sometimes doesn't. You know, we had the president himself not long ago talking about the CDC's eviction orders.
Right.
Saying, well, the court said we couldn't do this, but I'm just going to keep doing it until they come back and tell me again that I can't do it. you know, this is the country where we live today, where the final arbiter of what's constitutional and what's not can rule on something, and the bureaucracy just says, well, it's a nice suggestion. They're not suggestions. That's the law. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of this, because you can almost hear the mayors in New York and Chicago and L.A. and San Francisco screaming about the violent crime that's going to happen because guns are accessible. How about we worry about the criminal mentality that pulls the trigger instead of the trigger?
Yep. Well, here you go. The House Select Committee on the January 6th incursion of the Capitol is seeking the records of the Stop the Steal rally.
Yeah, well, you know, this is just trying to beat a horse that's not only dead but has been buried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to revive the January 6th event, the contorted reality of that event going into the midterm elections.
Yep.
So if that's what they're doing, then two could play at this game. The chairman of the January 6th committee is known to have supported organizations that believe the cops should be defunded.
Right.
Not only that, it was an organization that was actually caustic to law enforcement to the point of defending cop killers.
Yep.
So why don't we look at that inappropriate behavior instead of what they want to make a political football in the non-event of January 6th, whose genesis is still suspect.
Yeah, you bet. Now, 19 states are suing to block the Postal Service and their cutbacks and slowing down their service. I don't know about you, but I've noticed the post office is doing us a lot better job. We're getting our mail earlier where I'm at. I can't believe it. We're getting our mail earlier where I'm at than what we have gotten in the last probably 5 to 6 years.
No, I wish that was everywhere. In Navarre, Florida, that's not the case. Their post office is a constant complaint of about everybody has that area. It's a horrible, but that's beside the point. I'm sure there are excellent postal workers and excellent in locations that give excellence every day.
Yep.
But the fact is, we're paying for that service. It is a government service.
Yep.
You don't get to say that we have a service that serves the people, but we're going to start diminishing that for you, especially when you have a pay scale that is healthy.
Right.
Pensions that are healthy. You know, if you can't do the job, then privatize it. If you're not going to be able to get something that is put in the mail or a parcel that any private organization can get to you in 2 days, and you're saying now that we're only going to do 3 days a week instead of six, cutting it by half because of cost, then you are living outside of your means. I'm not trying to take money away from postal workers.
Yep.
Maybe it's the administrative side of it that has to be gleaned down. But if you only make so much money, you can only pay so much money.
Yep.
You don't keep paying more than what you bring in. You have to scale it. So if that means because of demand, those incomes have to go down in order for the company, in this case, a government entity that serves the public on a daily basis, if it's unaffordable what you're paying your people, then you have to titrate it to what you bring in and your ability to actually get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing that across the board in the federal government today. This is the lie of deficit spending. This is the lie of being able to print money to pay people when it's not connected to a worth, when it's only connected to an entity that buy bonds and issue bonds and buy debt. You know, if the, what you're paying your people is bankrupting your organization, then you're not going to exist.
Right.
That doesn't happen with the federal government. So
nope. Now, final story here. Elon Musk and Tesla are moving their headquarters from California to Texas. They're going to keep the manufacturing plant in California still, but the headquarters is going to Texas.
As I was corrected when I told my girlfriend this last night, she said, that's the great state of Texas.
Yeah.
So, hey, why not? You know, it is business friendly. He's already got his SpaceX stuff down there.
Yep.
I would hope he would move everything out of California. California should have to pay a price for what they're doing to business and their people, and it should be mass exodus.
Yep.
If they want to live in a mecca of progressive taxation, let them have it. But not everybody should stay there because of it.
Okie dokie, my friend. I will let you go, and I will catch you on Monday. Have yourself a great, great, great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go there, check out all the different things that he does. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. And this portion of the program, my sports segment with the sports zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland, is brought to you by our friend Patrick Hyland. And by the way, this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, there you go. And speaking of which, here's the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land. Great baseball game yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Win 6-1 over the Chicago White Sox, but the night capper, Tampa Bay Rays, beat the Boston Red Sox 5-0 or 5-0 for my soccer fans out there. What a game by the Rays. They are just playing fantastic baseball, working as a unit. The pitcher, who's pretty much a rookie for all intents and purposes, went to the University of South Florida. He's playing for the hometown team, the Tampa Bay Rays. Pitched 5 scoreless innings and 100-mile-an-hour fastballs from a lefty. That's very impressive, Captain.
Well, I gotta tell you something here. I was watching the, I think I told you this. I was watching the pregame show with A-Rod and Frank Thomas and Big Pappy before the game started, and I was watching what they were talking about. And, oh, it's going to be 5-4, it's going to be 4-3, it's going to be 2-1, all that sort of stuff. But I'm thinking to myself, are we talking about the same team?
Yeah, the Rays are still not getting the credit they deserve. You know, Kevin Cash still gets asked the question, how are you guys doing it? Guys, we have a good team.
By the way,
players aren't
speaking,
terrible.
Speaking of the credit we deserve.
On 1, on 2, on 3.
There's my boy, Harry
Carey.
And the Chicago Cubs. White Sox will be teaming up again today at 2:07, Captain. So if you are looking to get your baseball fixed today, you got it made in the shade. You have the White Sox playing the Houston Astros at 2:07. The Braves will play the Milwaukee Brewers for our friends in Wisconsin at 4:37. Boston will take on the Rays again at 7:02. And then for the real nightcapper, we'll have the L.A. Dodgers taking on the San Francisco Giants at 9:37. Some great baseball action today. Looking forward to it. I know I'm not the only one. A lot of people out there. And we got a big NFL, schedule this weekend. So we're going to see what happens there, Captain. They're going to be going the Jets and Falcons.
By the way, Ken just came in and gave me the thumbs up with the Harry Carey thing.
There you go. You can't beat that, can you? It's just good. Good old-fashioned baseball. We need to get back to those days, Captain, in more ways than one. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels that way.
Well, they had a big crowd last night, and that was good to see, too.
Yes, it was. You know, people coming out to the playoff games, making it happen. And I think we're trying to get back to sports the way it should be. Want to let people know that the L.A. Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks 26-17 last night. So that was a very good game for the Rams to bounce back.
Who did the Gators play?
The Gators will be playing. Good question, Captain. Let's see who the Gators are playing this week. Give me a second here, my friend. I don't want to misspeak. Have some good college football. Talking about that, let's see what we have here. I'll tell you what, they need to rebound from last week's debacle against the Kentucky Wildcats. But, give Kentucky credit. They are undefeated. They're playing some good football, too. So I don't want to, take away from any team that's doing well, Captain. I just don't think that's the right way to be. That's my own personal schedule on that and thoughts on that. So they'll be taking on Vanderbilt tomorrow at 12 p.m. It should be a good game for them to come back and do well. And a couple weeks are being taken on Georgia, and that's going to be a good game.
The world's largest cocktail party.
Exactly, Captain, up there in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to watching that game with a lot of other people. But this weekend should be great for all sports. This is a great weekend for baseball and college football and pro football.
Right.
And you can't beat that. So, Captain, it's always a pleasure talking with you on the show. I just hope sports can give people an outlet out in our great country to move on, move forward, and just look at life the way you should, from a competitive but also a fair standpoint. And we need to keep looking out for each other and be more civil to each other, too.
I think we're well beyond the super spreader stuff and all that crap they were trying to sell with, we're going to get all these people together, they're going to get sick, they're going to die. Yeah, well, I haven't heard anything of you.
No, I'm glad, hey, whatever it takes. If the vaccine's right for you, take it. If it's not right, if you want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. We got to let people live their lives like they have. But we have to be cognizant of looking out for each other, too. So we need to be open-minded, and we need to, like I said, Captain, be more civil and talk it out and make it happen, because this country's too great to be any different than that. And, I just want everybody to know, please check us out from 11 to 12 this Sunday on this one of this the sister station here, 8:60 a.m. in Tampa Bay, and we'll be talking sports and having a good time with that. Always a pleasure talking with you, Captain. Thanks for being a client of mine for the Medicare and other insurances, and I appreciate you letting me be on the show talking
sports. And we had a big deal yesterday down there in Bradenton. You missed it.
Well, I had a little seminar.
I know.
People, so but
bring a seminar down there.
That's what the game plan is, Captain, for the future. Yeah, I know you're always around there, and we'll start turning up at some more events, Captain.
Okay,
thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
All right, thank you. That's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. And by the way, we do have they do have a room down there called the Honeybell Room that you could use if you want to have a seminar. So there you go. Now, by popular demand. Yep. And yes, I am partial to my home team here in Tampa. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's does offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Talk to them. They'll talk to you. And you just might be able to find out what I already know. They're the absolute best at what they do. Now, let's not forget that a lot of things are going to be taking place today and over the weekend. Some will be really good. Some will not be all that great. The news is going to continue. The gasoline situation is not going to be pretty for a while, unfortunately. I'm looking right here, once again, at what's going on. Prices are going to be high for a while. Can't do nothing about it. Because we're at the beck and whim, once again, of the Arabs and what they do. Instead of having our own fuel like we did before, being energy self-sufficient. No, we can't do that. My goodness, that might actually make America great again, huh? Good Lord. Well, tell you what, folks, I hope you wake up soon and smell the roses, because Joe Biden is not the answer. I'll see you on the weekend show tonight. God bless America. Have a great day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.